Yeah, I think all in all, it was a good week one performance. I think, you know, obviously we got off to a slow start. I thought our defense helped us weather that first quarter, you know, kept us in the game with two turnovers in the first three possessions. I thought, you know, we score right before halftime with a two-minute drive that makes it a three-point game. I thought defensively we played pretty well, you know, really up until about late in the fourth quarter. You know, I think yardage-wise, it was pretty lopsided and obviously gave up two big plays. The one pass, we had 10 guys on the field, so it was basically a screw-up in the substitution. And then I'm not really sure what blocking scheme or who misfit on that final run on third and 22. But I thought we ran the ball very efficiently. I think we had 170-plus yards, averaged about 4.8 a carry. You know, obviously the turnovers early were a factor, and but I, like I said, I thought we weathered it. So I'll open it up for questions.
John, with what Mitch did tonight, mm-hmm. do you in any way rethink your quarterback depth chart after tonight?
Well, I think, you know, it's tough to say after one game. You know, it's one preseason game. I don't think, you know, we're going to pick the football team or pick the depth chart, you know, after one preseason game. So, you know, obviously there's some corrections by that we need to do by everybody. You know, we'll look at it, we'll evaluate the tape, and we'll march forward.
Do you have an open mind about having a quarterback competition?
Well, I think our depth chart is not going to change after one game. You know, I think in particularly a preseason game, that's a really good defense that, you know, our first unit went against, you know, probably one of the top three defenses in the league. I think, you know, you have to look at a lot of different things. I can understand, you know, how you guys might think, but we're not going to change a whole lot after one game.
Why did Mitch do well tonight?
I'm sorry, the first part.
What really stood out about Mitch?
Well, I thought, you know, he had pretty good command. You know, it wasn't all perfect. You know, obviously, you know, you can see why he was picked in the draft where he was picked. I think that was evident. But, you know, we still have a long way to go as a football team. And like I said, it's one preseason game. So, you know, the coaches will all, you know, look at the film inside and out and we'll make corrections. But all in all, I thought he moved the team well and made things happen, in particular with his feet.
What did you think of Mike's performance?
Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously the first play of the game, you know, was a little bit of a setback. But like I said, you know, as a football team and really even as an offense, I thought, you know, we were able to weather that, get better as it went. And then, you know, we weren't designed to play very long. So with a slow start, you know, I don't think that, you know, helps the production.
Is there a reason why Mark Sanchez didn't finish the first half?
Well, all along we wanted, you know, Mark's played, you know, extensive football in the National Football League. He's had a lot of two-minute drills. Mitch, you know, really hadn't had that opportunity. So that was by design, that if it worked out, that we had a two-minute drive that we would put Mitchell in.
John, what are your impressions of Tariq Cohen?
You know, again, really good. I think, you know, like I said, we had 170-some yards rushing. You know, and that's against a pretty good defense and kind of happened throughout the game. But I was pleased with really all the running backs. You know, Tariq has flashed quite a bit at camp. You know, we've seen a lot of what he's capable of, and, you know, I think so, most people saw it tonight.
John, why the difference between how much Mitch ran that keeper game and was really moving around versus Mike being more in the pocket?
I'm not really sure what you're referring to with keeper game, but
Mitch with play-action passes, and he's rolling right and left a lot, whereas Mike is a little bit more.
Well, I think the number of plays was quite skewed. I don't know how many plays Mike had right off the top of my head, but our first unit didn't have, you know, quite that many plays. We had a lot of new guys out there, you know, that, you know, we're like getting timing and all those types of things with, whether it's the receivers or even the run game. You know, they came out and played a little bit of a dime defense early. We made a couple incorrect Mike points. Our coaches made that adjustment. You know, we don't game plan against preseason opponents, so there was a lot of adjusting that happened. And, you know, I think sometimes you got to look at matchups as well.
John, I know Mike's Glennon's a veteran, of course.
Right.
Do you have to worry about his confidence after a performance?
No, I mean, these guys, you know, I think not at all.
Did Trubisky surprise you?
No, I mean, watching him for 2 months, you know, and then I watched him probably another 3 months on college tape. So he's, you know, obviously, you know, we pick him where we picked him. You know, we felt pretty good about his abilities.
Thank you.
Thank you.